March Madness started this week. The huge college basketball tournament started with 68 teams and will eventually end with one national champion. For some in northern Michigan, though, March Madness means more than basketball. For 10-year-old Ricky Bristol, it means practicing his violin. A lot.
I've actually practiced every day this week, almost every day last week, every day the week before, almost every day the week before.
Ricky has been practicing every day because he's competing in a practice competition. It's called March Madness, and it's set up just like the college basketball tournament. Whoever practices the longest and the most consistently makes it to the next round. Around 50 students started, and right now Ricky is in the Elite Eight. That's enough to motivate him to practice between 60 and 90 minutes most days. He's worried if he misses a day, his friend Elijah might catch him.
I'm so scared that he's going to pass me in the competition because his mom's probably like, Ricky's practicing like this. You better step it up.
So. The neat thing is it's kind of reinforces itself.
That's Ricky's dad, Rick Bristol. They live in East Jordan.
Because what happens is, first, the thrill of the competition makes him practice more. And then because he practices more, he sees more success on the instrument.
Do you like Ode to Joy?
Yeah.
All right.
David Reimer is Ricky's violin teacher and the music director of the Dorothy Gerber Strings Program. He came up with the idea for the March Madness practice tournament.
People understand that to succeed at sports, we expect a high level of effort, right? You know, we see people sweating. We see people bleeding on the playing field. We see, people persevering through a lot of things.
Reimer says he's trying to create that same kind of culture and intensity with his young music students.
You know, there's a lot of kids who have the potential to do great things, but can you keep them motivated?
Parents confirm the practice minutes of their students, and they send the results to Reimer, who adds up the scores.
I would much rather have a student practice 6 days a week for 20 minutes a day than to practice for 70 minutes on Saturday.
Depending on how far a student advances, they could win prizes like an air tour in a small plane, tickets to Avalanche Bay Water Park, or maybe just a Kilwins chocolate gift certificate. Not everyone is gung-ho about March Madness, like Blaise Seitz-Marie, a fourth grader from Charlevoix.
I'm not very motivated by the competition part.
But she says she likes keeping track of her practicing and trying to get better each time. Right now she's practicing the fourth movement of The American Quartet by Dvorak.
Yeah, I've been working on it for a long time.
How long?
For about maybe 4 months.
Blaze didn't quite make it to the Elite Eight round, but Ricky did. He'll find out if he made it into the Final Four on April 1st. 4 Points North, I'm Dan Wanshura.